Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, this is Jacques Weiser. I'm returning your call with French Heritage.
Yes, Jacques. Thank you so much for returning. Yeah, thank you so much for returning the call. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I just don't understand why it's taking so long to just get the refund that was promised to me, not only by Ken, but by the contract.
Right.
It was very clear in the contract. Yeah.
Right.
So
the reason why I am calling in regards to that is because the reason that you're providing in terms of the refund request, that would go under the change of mind clause, right? And in that situation...
It's not change of mind. It is not change of mind.
Okay.
The
then
guy
let me,
doesn't
let
know
me...
what he's doing.
Okay.
He doesn't know what he's doing. It is not at all what was,
okay,
what
Jack,
was sold to
Jack,
me.
You will need to back up and tell me the complete story. What happened? I believe you were all good with the draft and everything. What went wrong? Go ahead.
I was
and
absolutely
tell me
not good. I thought I was absolutely not good. The guy sends me five lines and then starts to try to tell me that I need to buy third-party journalist reports to be able to do this for Wikipedia. Okay, that the rest of the thing doesn't count. I told him I was not going to do that because that was not at all what was sold to me. And then I said, I'm going to send you a chronology, which I started a chronology. I sent it to him. The guy, all he does is cut and paste. No editing, no even a sense of what's going there. And I realized he's basically, I mean, it's ridiculous. And so I just don't want to go any further, and that's it. It's not change of mind. You don't know. You're not delivering what you promised to do. And on top of it, they were trying to sell me several thousand dollars of extra work, which was not at all what was disclosed to me.
Okay.
So it's just, you know, it's a bait. It's what I call a bait and switch, and I hate it. I've been in business for 40 years, and I don't want to deal with it. So either I get the refund right away, or I make the claim with American Express. So it's up to you.
All right. Thank you so much for explaining the entire situation. I have a question for you, Jack, if you don't mind. Have you published a Wikipedia page before, and do you understand the process?
I think I understand the process. I've never published one before. I have members of my family that have their own Wikipedia page, and nobody has ever, you know, gone through the process that this guy told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And all he was trying to do was to sell me some outside
mm-hmm.
services
I
for
see
several
that.
Thousand dollars.
I see that.
And that's just not
that
acceptable.
That is completely wrong. Yes, that is completely wrong. I mean, you cannot just come up and randomly ask for the amount. Now, let me just go back and tell you the story on my end, okay? And I will also guide you in terms of general knowledge in regards to the Wikipedia page. So let's start from the beginning. You see, you understand that Wikipedia is a legit platform, and if you're placing an order for any Wikipedia page, for example, if I want to have a Wikipedia page up, I will of course be contacting a mediator, all right, in order to get the page through. But at the end, all these requests and all these pages are submitted to the Wikipedia administration, right, in order to have the final approval. You with me?
Uh-huh.
All right. So when you're coming to a company like us, a mediator or a vendor who is working on behalf of you in terms of having the page submitted, what happens is that there are a couple of things in terms of the criteria that we check when we are placing your order. So when you come to us, we would search you on the internet and see whether or not there is any online presence available on the internet regarding the page or not, all right? That is the first point. If you have online presence, then of course you are eligible to have the Wikipedia page submitted, all right? That is the first criteria, or the most basic criteria, you can say. So that's when your first evaluation is done by the company or the vendor itself. In this case, us. So when you're placing the order with us, we went through the links, we saw that you had some online presence, and we went ahead and proceeded with the order. Now, once the order is placed, that is the time when the vendor, which is us, we submit your profile further to the Wikipedia administration for a detailed analysis or critical evaluation on whether
Yeah, but for that to happen, you would hold on. For that to happen, you would have to at least advance the work. There was nothing advanced. If at the beginning he had told me you don't have enough presence, I don't think we can do the job, I would have said, fine, let's cancel it.
But that's
it's ridiculous.
It
I mean, that is
okay.
not. That
let
is,
me. Let
listen,
me. Let me.
This
let
guy
me
Ken.
I
I don't want to spend any more time. Okay, Ken is a total loser. Okay, to
that's
begin with.
Saying.
So
I'm
maybe somebody.
That.
Okay,
I'm
and I
that.
Don't want to deal with somebody else. I don't want to deal anymore with this. I just want the refund. So either
Jack,
you do it today,
Jack.
And I get proof of it, or I call American Express,
Jack.
and I tell them that you got. No, I'm done. I don't need
you
here anymore.
I listen to you, right? And I'm only explaining the process to you.
And
right?
I listen to you as well. I
no,
listen
you're
to
not
you at the end
me
of
finish.
The day.
You're not letting me finish.
But you're going to tell me what? That I need to continue? I'm not going to continue
no,
with a bunch of losers.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. With all due respect, Jack, I'm not here to say anything offensive or abusive, and I would expect the same with you, right? If I'm giving you respect, I would expect the same from your end, right? You and I, we don't have any personal understanding. We are not acquaintances here, right? We're talking on a professional level, and we are talking for the first time, correct? You wouldn't like me.
Yes, but hold on. I know you're trying to recoup the deal, and that's fine. That's
no,
your job.
No.
I am a dissatisfied customer.
I understand.
Yeah. Well, then, if you're not sure, I don't want to spend any more time on this.
I am on
you
your side.
You don't understand. I spent hours trying to deal with Ken. Okay, the guy can barely speak English. Okay, I'm done. You may be very good for other companies, definitely not good for me. All I want is to be done with this, get my refund, and forget it. I don't need a Wikipedia page if it's going to be that complicated, and I already moved on. I replaced what I was going to use Wikipedia with something else. It was for a presentation. It was really not that big of a deal. So
okay.
That's it. I don't want any more. I just want the refund and be done with it. That's it.
Now, can I answer to that question? That's the reason why I had to go back. But if you don't want to listen to anything that I'm saying, then let me give you your options, all right? The only reason why I came over this phone is to explain to you exactly what is going on with your order. They have to be a certain protocol, right? I understand that Ken had asked you for the amount. I'm not taking Ken's side here. I'm not here to defend Ken, all right? The first thing that I told you when I got on this call is that I'm not here to defend anyone, and it was wrong of him to ask you for the amount. I mean, if there was anything that was lacking, for example, the articles were not up to the mark, then of course he could have asked you for the links, right? He didn't have to necessarily ask you for the amount, but I can clearly see that he asked you for the amount, and that's what got you to this verge. So let's just leave Ken out completely.
It's not only E. Then there was another guy that came on the line to try to sell me some more and reduce the price. And he was telling me, so what's your budget? What's your budget? My budget was $995, as was explained by Alex when I took the order.
Right, which you already paid. See, they weren't supposed to take this approach to begin with. This is not how we work. See, we usually get instructions from the Wikipedia administrator whether or not the profile needs some more strong links. Your page is publishable, Jack. But the problem is that we are just lacking a few more articles, like 2 to 3 more articles. If those are provided, then your profile will stay up for a longer period of time. In the current situation, if we publish the page, it will get deleted. That is the only concern. Then what's the point of you paying the amount and then having it deleted? Rather than having that deleted, you might as well provide 2 links on your own. I mean, you can provide us the articles on your own as well. You don't have to pay the amount to us. That is the bottom line that I was going to come to. The approach was completely wrong and unacceptable. And I apologize for that. I understand that you are on a verge of frustration, that you do not want to proceed with anything at all, right? So I'm understanding
exactly.
That. And the only reason why I'm...
And that's all. I understand everything you're telling me, at the end of the day, Ken should have said, sorry, you only have so much. I explained to him
exactly.
We were started in 1981, before the Internet,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so he
so
could
course.
Not even come up with an explanation.
Yeah, so
I mean,
if that started
okay.
in 1981, then of course you're not going to have anything available, you know, from that time duration on the Internet online, right? That was the problem, correct?
Yes, that was one of the problems, and he could not come up with a solution.
That is
I mean, at the end of the day, he should have told me from the beginning, hey, we don't have enough information online.
Exactly.
He said press releases was not allowed. You know, all kinds of reason for it to not work. At that point, you know, if I had been put in front of it, clearly I would have said, okay, no problem, let's not do it.
Exactly.
You know,
and
it shouldn't be that complicated.
Exactly my point, that the approach that he took and the aggressiveness that he showed in terms of having the amount, that was completely wrong, and it was ridiculous. So this is not how we work. If we get any additional requirement instructions from the Wikipedia administrator, we let the client know, and we leave the ball in your court. So for example, if any articles are required, any additional articles, it happens all the time, to be very honest. Wikipedia administration, they do not have a set process, all right? So for example, if I'm a project manager or if I'm a compliance manager and you are an entrepreneur, okay, we both will need a different set of links, different set of requirements. All right, understandable. Just because we are two different people and we have two different personalities, that makes sense. But if we are both entrepreneurs, even then the requirements vary. So every requirement varies from person to person, from individual to individual. That's how complicated it is. And that is the only reason why most of the Wikipedia pages have many complications. And it's very difficult to understand that process. I'm not blaming you or saying anything to you because I know how it goes. So trust me, Jack, when I say this, I completely understand where you're coming from. Okay, and I don't mean to cause you any frustration or any sort of hassle or inconvenience at this point. I want to end this on a positive note if we have to end this. If not, my first recommendation was to have you go on an admin process. Do you know what an admin process is?
No, listen, I hear everything you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a Wikipedia page is not that important, okay? Mm-hmm. I thought it was an easy process. That's
mm-hmm.
the way it was described to me by Alex who sold me the package.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, from what I understand, Alex is just a salesperson, then he turns over the files to you, and then you guys have to deal with it. If I had been told right up front, hey, this is what's happening, we can continue or not continue, at that point I would have said no, continue. There's no sense continuing if it's going to be complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It was just for me to add into a presentation. It's not like I need that present.
Right.
You know, everybody in my business knows who I am. I really mm-hmm. don't care about the. It was just to be part of one presentation. So I thought, okay, $9.95, I'll do it.
That's
but,
it.
I mean, I spent already so many hours and
mm-hmm.
dealing with somebody who barely speaks English. I don't want to deal with it. So
right.
I am not happy. It's not, you know, I'm not blame. You know. A, I'm blaming Ken because I don't think he's good. But
mm-hmm.
two, it was not upfront. The process was not upfront. So I am. I just don't want to deal with it. I just want to the order to be canceled and me to be refunded. They haven't spent. If they spent 2 hours on my account, that's
mm-hmm.
the maximum. Okay.
Right. Okay. The reason why my management or the compliance team or the billing department is having difficulties refunding your project, it's not because we want to keep this money or we are going to become, you know, very rich with this amount. It's not like that. It's not like we're trying to extort money or keep it or force you in any kind of way. It's not about that. It's about the terms and conditions. And since Wikipedia itself is involved, now see, we pay this amount to them. It's not like we have this amount, okay? Understand. We, once a customer requests a refund from us, we being the compliance team of the vendor, the company, that is working for you on your behalf, for the Wikipedia page, we have to submit our entire evaluation to the Wikipedia administration. And when it comes to things like this, for example, lack of notability, that's where we're stuck, right? Now, when you don't have enough notability, there are 3 to 4 options that you can go for. Number one, you can either publish more articles on your own and provide the links to us. Number two, you can pay the additional amount to us and we get the links for you and submit them on your behalf to the Wikipedia administration. Number three is the admin process. It's a long process of 8 to 12 months in which you don't have to invest any amount. We submit an application request on your behalf to have the profile approved with the current notability. Now, that since that process does not require any additional amount, it is a longer process, you can say, in terms of the timeline. Now, Wikipedia administration...
Yeah, but it's also not at all what was described to me. This is what you don't understand. When I
okay,
was told
I understand
this, the guy
that.
Told
Let
me,
me...
No worries. No, no worries. Within a week, you'll get it done.
That's because
okay?
they didn't know
and,
that
and
as well.
It,
initially, when Alex spoke to you, the initial – see, there are two processes here. The initial one is done by us when you're placing the order. That's what I was explaining to you in the beginning. That is the basic process in which we check whether or not you have an online presence. Remember, at that point of time, we're not getting into technicalities and we don't have the capacity to evaluate each link one by one because that is the job of Wikipedia administrator. Once you pay the amount, then we go on a secondary process. That is when your entire profile is submitted to the Wikipedia administration. They review your profile and then they evaluate all those links that were provided by you in terms of notability, whether or not they are good to be used to back up your profile. That's when they tell us if there are additional links or additional articles are required. So Alex couldn't have told you that upfront because we only got to know that with you when we went through the secondary process together through Wikipedia administration.
Okay, but hold on. On your contract, there is a 100% guarantee refund. So, forget it. You know, what I'm trying to do is to stop the process, to apply the contract that was signed. It says very clearly, I double-check, 100% guarantee, okay?
Yes,
so I don't want to spend 8 months or 12 months.
Yes, I understand that. Did you read the terms and conditions before signing the contract?
Listen, if you're going to go that route, and if your company is going to not honor what was told to me verbally,
I'm going
to call American Express in 5 minutes. I am done. I don't have the time. You don't realize I don't have the time to do this.
But
I spent already hours with Ken going nowhere.
I understood where you're coming from, but you have to take a step ahead too and understand what I'm trying to explain to you here. Because
Listen, you're trying to explain to me that you can't make me a refund or whatever, and
no,
I'm telling
I'm
you
that.
Either you
I'm
get the refund
you,
done.
No. That's not what I'm saying. See, you're not understanding what I'm telling you. Let me rephrase
but
myself.
My question is very simple. I don't need to go any further. I don't want to go any further with this process.
Well,
I was sold something that, and I just want the refund. So either you tell me it's going to be refunded or not. That's all I need to know. I don't want to talk anymore.
As well.
I have an appointment
Likewise.
To go to.
Likewise, Jack, I don't want to waste your time or mine in a futile conversation here. So let me ask you a simple question. What's the reason behind the refund?
The reason behind the refund is I am, A, dissatisfied and sold something that was not correct. It was not as described, okay? It was described as a very simple process for a fixed sum, and Alex told me it was going to be very simple. It would take a few days, and that's it. And they said, you'll discuss all of this with your manager, okay?
It made it
sound like a very easy process. If up front somebody had told me, hold on, if you don't have enough presence, it's going to be this, going to be that, I wouldn't have gone for it, okay? But the way it is presented on the Internet, it looks like a very easy process, okay?
Okay.
And that's all. And I told him, I just want the basic package. I'm looking for something very simple. And then he told me, okay, well, you discuss all of this with your manager, and the project manager can barely speak English. I mean, at the end of the day, it is not a proper way of ending the business. And maybe it's because Ken was not good, but I don't need to talk to anybody else or try again. You know, I am dissatisfied with the whole process. I don't want to go any further, and I'm done. That's all. So what more is there to do?
All right. Are you in front of a computer right now?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to get to an appointment here.
Okay, then let me just read this back to you really quickly, and then I will end this call, all right? Let's just get to the conclusion, and let's get to the bottom of this, because I believe we are going nowhere. So I am on the terms and conditions on the Elite Wiki Writers website page, where it says refunds will not be offered in the following cases. If the customer has purchased Notability Assessment Service and ODRAF Writing Service without publishing, no refund will be processed if the customer fails to meet the notability and eligibility criteria. I understand that point.
Are
That's
you kidding
all
me? So are you telling me that if Alex had told me this, I would have placed an order?
No,
I mean, it's insane.
There are certain scenarios. There are certain scenarios. See, now you're saying,
now
you're saying, how can you know? Then how could we know as well? We are merely a third party in the middle.
You can't collect money and then make the pretty and then tell somebody sorry, but you don't qualify.
No, That's not what happened.
Okay, we said we were going to hang up. I am done. So either
right,
you do the refund, and I get the refund.
Let me sit down with my team and discuss this case. I have given you all the ins and outs of it. I told you what's going to happen. I provided you all the resolutions, and I also recommended you what is best for you at this point of time, because they are maximum, at the maximum, they might just go for 5%. However, since you are threatening for a dispute, I will go ahead and make a request to them, because we do not want things to end on a bad note. And $9.95, I believe that's the amount you paid. It actually means nothing for a company like Wikipedia, all right? So let me have a discussion. Let's see what happens. Give me 24 to 48 hours, and I shall post my response on the teamwork portal, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.